Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today is mindful smiling.
Great topic. This might seem like such an obvious point. It's obviously important to smile, but sometimes people forget and their faces relax into a resting face, and a resting face can look unhappy. Actually, Bill, you were just telling me about a resting face you saw that somebody on TV had that did not look happy.
Recently, I saw a TV news item where a politician was being endorsed by another politician, but the fellow that was giving the endorsement wasn't smiling on stage as the first fellow made an announcement. I thought, gee, this doesn't look right.
Something was a disconnect for you. I think you had told me you were getting some sort of a mixed message from the fellow who wasn't smiling.
Yeah, I didn't know. Was he unhappy? Was he second-guessing his endorsement? So I was more focused on his expression than what the first politician was saying.
So it became a real distraction. And I think when you see a face that's not smiling, it can be confusing, or sometimes it can take somebody back to being a child, like they did something wrong and they have this disapproving expression that's meeting them.
I think there are some individuals that have a resting facial expression that's really almost a frown.
Well, that's true. And it reminds me of when our older daughter was on the pom squad. Now, this was the high school dance team that danced with pom-poms before the football games and the basketball games. And what their coach taught them to do when they came out onto the field and did their moves was form their mouth into the shape of vowels. So they did A, and then they did E. Now, they weren't saying the vowels, of course. They were just forming their mouth into the shape of the vowels, and it gave them these very smiley, peppy-looking expressions.
So a sales rep could mouth those vowels as they walk up to the front of the building.
That's right.
If somebody's looking out the window, they'll say, oh, this rep is really smiling.
Good point. Now, another point here is if you're doing a lot of phone calls, it's great to have a mirror handy and smile in the mirror before you pick up that phone and call your customer so your customer can hear that smile in your voice.
It does help to practice your smile before you dial for dollars.
Indeed. And on that note, stay tuned to the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Especially cutting wood.
This meditation is designed to help train your mind to have a smiling attitude. And we'll do this by keeping your mouth with lips closed and corners slightly turned up into a little smile as we focus on the breath. So please start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column. And without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close. And as much as you can, allow your body just to relax into the surface that you're sitting on. Body relaxed, mind alert. Now bring your attention to your mouth, and specifically the corners of your mouth. And very gently, without straining, allow the corners of your mouth to turn up into a little smile. And see if you can keep your mouth in this position as we focus on the breath together. So noticing the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and its warmth as you breathe out. noticing your chest rising and falling with each breath. You can even silently say to yourself, rising, falling, to help support your experience. And all the while, keeping a smile on your face. As much as you can, try to keep your smile soft, without straining. And any time your mind wanders, simply bring it back to awareness of your breath, again and again. And slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings and open your eyes and know that you can pause anytime, taking a breath and smiling to remind yourself that you always carry your smile with you.